before sending out the 12 to evangelize. Jesus, in his missionary discourse, cf. Matthew 10, teaches them the paths of mission, poverty, meekness, acceptance of suffering and persecution, the desire for justice and peace, charity, in other words, the Beatitudes, lived out in the apostolic life cf. Matthew 5:1-12. By living the Beatitudes, the missionary experiences and shows concretely that the kingdom of God has already come and that he has accepted it. The characteristic of every authentic missionary life is the inner joy that comes from faith in a world tormented and oppressed by so many problems, a world tempted to pessimism. The one who proclaims the good news must be a person who has found true hope in Christ. Conclusion 92. Today, as never before, the Church has the opportunity of bringing the gospel, by witness and word, to all people and nations. I see the dawning of a new missionary age, which will become a radiant day bearing an abundant harvest, if all Christians, and missionaries, and young churches in particular, respond with generosity and holiness, to the calls and challenges of our time. Like the apostles after Christ's ascension, the Church must gather in the upper room, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus, Acts 1:14, in order to pray for the Spirit, and to gain strength and courage to carry out the missionary mandate. We too, like the apostles, need to be transformed and guided by the Spirit. On the eve of the third millennium, the whole Church is invited to live more intensely the mystery of Christ by gratefully cooperating in the work of salvation. The Church does this together with Mary, and following the example of Mary, the Church's mother and model, Mary is the model of that maternal love which should inspire all who cooperate in the Church's apostolic mission for the rebirth of humanity. Therefore, strengthened by the presence of Christ, the Church journeys through time, toward the consummation of the ages, and goes to meet the Lord, who comes. But on this journey she proceeds along the path already trodden by the Virgin Mary. 177. 2. Mary's mediation, wholly oriented toward Christ, and tending to the revelation of his salvific power. 178. I entrust the Church, and, in particular, those who commit themselves to carrying out the missionary mandate in today's world, as Christ sent forth his apostles in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, so too, renewing that same mandate, I extend to all of you my apostolic blessing, in the name of the same Most Holy Trinity. Amen. Given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on December 7, the 25th anniversary of the Conciliar Decree ad gens, in the year 1990, the 13th of my pontificate. J.O.H. and Paul II.